This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome everyone, Blue Demon Lady D basketball on the air on this Friday night. A warm winter afternoon that's leading into a little drizzle tonight, but it's going to be hot and dry here inside Albia Community High School, and we've got a great contest tonight as the Centerville Big Red make their way up Highway 5 to Albia in the Battle of Highway 5 on the old basketball court. The Lady D's are going to get the night started in this boy-girl doubleheader tonight. I'll bring you this first game, then Dan Stocker will join me, and we'll bring you what I think is going to be an epic contest tonight. The boys, both these boys' clubs, outstanding basketball team, but Centerville, one of the elite teams in the entire state. They've gotten some recognition. Overdue in my book from the prognosticators from the sports writers around the state of Iowa. Excellent and outstanding Centerville basketball team that's certainly going to give Albie all they can handle tonight. The Blue Demons, they've been on a little bit of a run here as well, and we're going to see what they're made out of, and they're going to get a real challenge and a chance to see what this home cooking can provide for them in addition to the improvements that they've made over the last several weeks. But up first, it's the Lady D's in the Big Red as the both clubs are out on the court getting warmed up. Just 4 minutes away from the opening tip-off. When we come back, we'll get tonight's starting lineups and look at the strategy behind a win for Lady D's here in this contest. When we come back to this KIIC Sports Special, you're listening to Lady D and Blue Demon Basketball.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Maybe you're driving to work. Maybe you're driving home. Maybe you're driving the kids to school. Or maybe gas prices are driving you crazy. That's why you should drive by Hy-Vee and sign up for the Hy-Vee Fuel Saver Rewards Card. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you simply shop at Hy-Vee and earn savings on gas. You could save $2 or more per gallon each week. Just to drive the point home, sign up for Hy-Vee Fuel Saver today. Some restrictions apply.
When you are looking for a way to pay tribute to your loved one, think of something that will last for many years and many generations to see. A monument will accomplish this. You can put it all in stone. Pictures, sayings, whatever you can imagine can be etched in the monument of your choosing. Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you in choosing the monument that best fits your needs. Call Senate Pierschbacher at 932-5197 and ask how you can get a discount on your monument.
Lathrop Construction is ready to move the earth for you. When you need to have your earth moved, contact Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop at 799-1105 and let Lathrop Construction move your earth. Lathrop Construction is proud to support and sponsor the Albia Blue Demon Athletics.
Summer's car credit.
This is Becky with Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. Did you know that copper theft has reached an epidemic level? Your electric cooperative wants you to be aware that copper theft is not only illegal, but extremely dangerous. Copper theft is not harmless. Dealing with metal and electricity is a dangerous combination, especially when it is done without permission or proper training. Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative encourages you to keep watch in your neighborhood, alerting your utility company, law enforcement, and neighbors when you see or notice suspicious activity around your utility, substations, poles, or trucks. This message is from your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Whether you're looking for a smart investment or have a CD maturing, come to Community First Credit Union today and earn more. With a minimum of $500, we're offering CD specials from a 36-month term with a rate of 1.6% APY to a 60-month term with a rate of 2% APY. Hurry in! Our special ends January 31st. Don't miss out on your chance to earn more with a CD from CFirst. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APY is annual percentage yield, rate subject to change at any time, federally insured by the NCUA.
Now, back to the voice of the Lady D's, Jason Summers.
Welcome back, everyone, as we get ready to open things up tonight. Boy-girl doubleheader, Battle of Highway 5 on the old basketball court, and this is going to be a good one, folks. Both these clubs for Centerville come in. They've got lots of talent, and the Lady D's and the Blue Demons will be challenged all night long. And nice big crowd rolling in. I really like the new format that these schools have went to. It saves money. It gives all the fans an opportunity to watch their prospective teams with the changing of the sites. What they've done a couple of years ago is they now have all the games, boys and girls, freshmen, JV, and varsity at the same location. And when you're fortunate to have the two nice gyms that we have here at Abbeville High School and our friends around the conference, it has allowed for this to take place, and it's a great environment for high school basketball and high school sports. Right now, the starters are getting introduced for both ball clubs. Let's take a look at the starting lineup for both of these teams. Let's start with the Centerville Big Red. First of all, at one guard, it is senior Jessica Demery. Kylie Misicic is at the other guard position. Madison Lang, McKenna Pershey, and Alyssa Barger are the starters for the Big Red. For our Lady D's tonight, Cassie Krall, just a junior, going to get the nod for the Lady D's. Followed up with Mackenzie Griffin. Mackenzie will be running the point for Abby, just a sophomore. And at one of the other guard position, Kristen Garber, a senior. One of the few seniors on this Lady D basketball club. Brooke Bettis will get the start at the one forward position. At the other forward position, Katie Dyson, both juniors. This is a very underclassman-heavy basketball club. Landy Ballard and Kylie Peterson, the only other two seniors, along with Jenna McLean for the Lady D's, and they'll get a chance to see some action tonight. We're going to be blessed with the singing of the national anthem, courtesy of Chase Madison, Blake Chance, Liam Winfield, Trey Griffin, Jaden Eugen, and Nathaniel Wynn will have a chance to sing for us the national anthem here in a second as the Lady D's are introduced. As we look at both these ball clubs and what they've done on the year in conference play and overall action, it is Clark right now that leads the South Central Conference. They're 8-2, followed by Eddyville Blakesburg, 6-4. Davis County at 5-6. Centerville, 4-8. And Sheraton 2-6, 2-6 on the year, and Albia at the bottom of the conference at 2-9. Albia scores at the average scoring rate of 40.5 points a ball game. Centerville at 50. So these are two teams that have had some opportunities and not taken advantage of, but they both have been in a lot of basketball games all year through. And this is going to be a great contest. But right now, we want to take you to the singing of the national anthem, courtesy of Chase Madison, Blake Chance, Liam Winfield, Trey Griffin, Jaden Eugen, and Nathaniel Wynn, all fourth graders in the elementary school system. Well done. That may be one of the most difficult things you'll do all night long, is have to sing it on in front of all these people. Great job out of those young men, and that took a lot of character and heart right there. Jack and Johnny Flattery is settling in, and he'll be bringing us the stats tonight if he behaves himself. Deion, did you bring all your toes and your fingers? You're going to need them tonight, buddy. All right. Johnny getting his heads on. Eddyville Blakesburg girls 13, Davis County 21. And that is early 12, I'm sorry, in the early going. And Scotty Fry back on the board running things tonight, keeping the show going. He'll give us updates all night long of the other contests going around South Central Conference basketball action. Brooke Bettis will meet up with her counterpart at the center circle, and we're going to have the jump ball. Alyssa Barger set to jump it for Centerville. Ball's up, tips up, and we're underway here. Centerville takes the opening possession. Albie falls back in a 2-3 zone defense. Ball goes to the top of the circle. Centerville working a weave through the middle of that zone defense, trying to work the perimeter now. A good ball, a stop there by the Lady D's. Centerville having some trouble on the outside. Here comes a dribble drive, picked up outside, it goes. Centerville just underway here. The Big Red and the Lady D's going out of here in this first game of our boy-girl doubleheader. Long three ball on the way, no good, ball loose. Comes up in the hands of the Big Red. Here's a dribble drive by Demery. Nothing there, cut off and tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Lady D's. Good anticipation right there by Cassie Krall. Stepped in the passing lane. Could not retain control of it, but was able to tip it away and tap it out of bounds. Here comes the inbounds. It's over the head of the intended receiver, Misicic, and the Big Red are going to control it. Here's a tip and a foul. Looked like Cassie Krall had done a good job of tipping the ball away, but her momentum led her into the body of Misicic, and that'll be the first foul of the night on either club. 50 seconds gone by, no score, just underway here. Albia hosting a Big Red. Here's a pass on the inside. Turnaround shot up, no good. Long rebound on the backside, controlled by the Big Red. Three ball on the way, no good. This one is going to be controlled and picked up by Brooke Bettis. She'll hand it off to Mackenzie Griffin. To the right side it goes. Inside pass to Dyson. Taken away by the Big Red. They'll push it ahead. Albia does a good job getting back in transition defense. But an open three on the wing, no good. Long rebound. Griffin comes up with it for the Lady D's. Albie will go back the other way. Garver with it. Down low it goes. Bettis on the block. Loses control. Regains herself. Tries to throw to the through the hands of two defenders. No doing, but Albie recovers, and Mackenzie Griffin will set things back up. Top of the circle. Right side we go. Crawl. Centerville in a zone defense. Kick around. Left side. Long three on the way. Off the iron. No good. Rebound loose. It's on the ground. Being fought for and taken away by the Big Red. Here comes Centerville back the other way. No score. 2 minutes gone by here in the first quarter. Just underway. Three ball on the way. A long one off the front of the iron. No good. Rebound fought for. And it'll be cleared out by Dyson. She'll hand it off to the sophomore point guard, Griffin. Across the half-court line. To the right side we go. Crawl with it. Looks to the corner. Gets it to Dyson. Katie Dyson, keeps getting better every time I see her out here. Strong physical player, tall. This time a turnover. Dyson tried to throw it through the defenders, and it is tipped away. Here's a ball on the block, up and no good. Shot wouldn't fall for Pergy. McKenna Pergy, the senior, got the ball on the block. Well defended by Dyson. She put it up. Dyson, I thought, had done a good job of defending that. But nonetheless, the foul is called. Second on the Lady D's. First free throw tonight is good. The first point up on the board for either team. 1-0 Centerville. 5:27 to go here, first quarter. Dan Stocker will be joining me a little bit later on after the freshmen get done with their game in the other gym. He's watching his son Cameron. Very fine freshman basketball club. So he's over there watching his son and the others play. He'll join us after that. Here's a Albie with the ball, trailing 1-0 here. Bettis with it, goes up top. Garver. To the left side it goes, Cassie Krall. Nothing there. Albie doing a good job of moving the ball around. Here's a jump shot just outside the free throw line. No good. Rebound on backside Bettis comes up with the board, goes straight back up with it. She's fouled, and she'll go to the charity stripe with a chance to put up Al, be up on the board for the first time tonight. Centerville with the 1-0 lead. Now be with the chance to take the lead here with a couple of free throws. First one on its way, up and good. Right now, Centerville's leading the rebounding war. 5-2, according to Jack and Johnny Flattery. Why would I ever doubt his arithmetic? Second one, it's up, rolls around, finds his way home. Albie's with a 2-1 lead. Here comes the pressure by the Lady D's. They'll fall back. Centerville will bring across the half-court line. Split the lane. Kick it back out. Right side it goes. Nothing there. Nearly taken away. And a dribble drive. Shot up off the glass as Demery just took it down the right side of the lane. Griffin was trailing, but no help on the back side of that. Demery took it to the rack. Couldn't get the basket to fall, but she'll go to the line, shoot the free throws. Her first one's no good. Albie holds on to a 2-1 lead here. All points have come in this first 4 minutes and a few seconds have been on the at the free throw line. Second one good. Tied at two here. It's a nice sight out there for the Lady D's as Kylie Peterson is back on the floor for Albia. She's one of those seniors that Albia really counts on. Here's a pass down low. Brooke Bettis up off the glass and good. And that was great read there by Peterson to recognize Bettis had had a lane to the basket. And that was good execution by the ladies. Albia with a 4-2 lead. Here comes the big red. Albia falls back in this 2-3 zone defense. Bossard, they're going to fall back. And here's a travel. Good defense there. It forced the travel. I have another substitution here for the Lady D's as Sarah Clark will enter in. Sarah brings it across, splits the double team, then has a strip from behind. Here comes Centerville. Happy with the 4-2 lead. 4 minutes to go here, first quarter. Good job of getting back by the Lady D's, not allowing that transition basket. Here's a dribble drive. Down low. It's taken away. And Albie cannot control it, but a nice anticipation on the pass there by Mackenzie Griffin. The ball will go back to Centerville. Albie with a 4-2 lead here. Here comes the inbound. High inbound. Inside. Shot up. No good. Barger couldn't get it to fall. Then dribbles it off her ankle, but she's able to recover. Out top it goes. The dribble drive. Cut off by the Lady D's. Back to Barger. Left side. Long three on the way. This one off the side of the iron. No good. And again, Demery with the rebound. And Centerville with the control of the boards. This time, Barger gets the rebound, but in doing so, she went up over the back of Brooke Bettis. That will be her first foul, the team's second. But that's too many opportunities for Centerville in that one possession. That usually not a good sign for a basketball club. Here's transition basketball to Lady D's. And a pass that is taken away by Barger. And then McGriffin with the retaliation foul. She tried to take it back, but picked up the foul. 4-2 Albia. 3:23 to go here, opening quarter. Here comes Albia's pressure. Ball tipped away. Brooke Bettis went up high. Barger got the inbounds pass, tried to throw it back to her teammate. And Bettis nearly got the steal. Comes the big reds with it. Lang gets a pick. Gets it out to Barger. Down low it goes. The shot on the block. Up and good. Tied at four. Good strong move on the baseline by McKenna Pershey. Kylie Peterson brings it up. Splits the defenders. Breaks the traffic. Oh! And threw it over the outstretched arms of Brooke Bettis. Peterson impressively bringing the basketball up. You normally don't see that out of one of your post players, but Kylie's showing that she's got some athleticism and talent. Was able to break down that pressure by the big red. Now here comes Albie's pressure. Both teams have shown the signs that they can struggle against each other's pressure. Here's a three ball on the way. Up, no good. Rebound long. Tipped and last touch by Centerville. Yep, Albie will get the call. 4-4 ball game. All four Valdez points have come. I'll check that. A basket and two free throws for Albion. There's a pass ahead. Kylie Peterson down the middle of the lane. Up! Can't get the fall. Good transition basketball. Peterson right down the heart of the lane. And Griffin saw her cutting to the basket. Fed her the rock, and she couldn't get it to go down, but she'll go to the free throw line and try to give Albion a lead here with 2:32 to go. Just underway first quarter. And if you're not here tonight, I encourage you to come out, but I will tell you that you'll probably have to park somewhere near the square. Not many openings around here. You certainly won't find them on the Albion side. A few spots across the way. Those are filling in as well. Now, as the B gym from the boys' freshman game empties into here, this place is going to be a capacity crowd. Second one up by Peterson. No good. She can't hit either one of them, and Albion not able to take advantage of those free throws. And they find themselves tied at four here. Here comes the pressure by the Lady D's. The inbounds to come from Centerville. They get the ball in. Back it goes to Lang. She'll try to bring it up. Lang to the left side it goes. To the top of the circle. Head fake, and that's going to be a travel. Shelby Royer, who just joined the lineup for Centerville, gave a head fake. And when she did the curly shuffle. I see you do that a few times, John. Get a little happy feet. Albion will get the ball back on the turnover. Sarah Clark gets the inbounds. She'll bring it up across the half-court line. Left side it goes. Bossard open. Jump shot on the way. No good. Rebound backside. Out of bounds. Last touch by Albion. Katie Dyson, who just checked back in, not able to control the rebound. 5-4 Albion. 2:12 to go. Here comes the inbound pass. Nearly taken away. Albion remains in his pressure. Centerville breaks the half-court line. They'll try to push it ahead. Transition. Nothing there. Cut off by the Lady D's. And then Kylie Peterson reaches in, grabs the basketball, tries to take it away from McKenna Pershey and ties her up. The jump ball gives the Lady D's the ball back, and Albion will try to expand on its 5-4 lead here. 2:02 to go, opening quarter. Brooke Bettis will check back in. Kylie Peterson will get a rest. Great to see Kylie back out there. She'd had a little sickness she had to deal with. Coach talked about that over before Christmas break, how it'd be nice to get her back, and they're just a better team with her on the court, and we've seen that here. It'll take a little while to get the feet back. Here comes a three by Centerville, up and good. Long three ball by Misicic, and that is a three-point basket in a two-point lead here for Centerville. Bettis across the half-court line. Here comes Albion transition. Bossard up and puts a shot up. She's fouled, and that'll be some more free throws here for the Lady D's. I really like the athleticism of taking Bossert. She's going to give you effort. I think her and Griffin, Clark, combination for the future, and I like the way they move up and down the court. Cassie Craw will check in. She'll give her teammate Sarah Clark a breather. Sarah doing a good job out there for Lady D's. Sarah, sophomore as well. Here comes the second one up by Bosser. Good, she makes them both. Cashes in, ties it up. 1:29 to go, first quarter, 7-7 ball game. Albion's going to fall back into his half-court defense. Both teams exchanging pressure after made baskets. Here comes Demery. Drives the entire distance and tried to get some separation. Griffin doing a good job of keeping her feet moving, staying low. Stayed in front of Demery, and Demery tried to get some separation. Couldn't do that on the dribble, so gave an arm extension. And when she did that, the whistle blew, and that you heard that. And that results in a foul. And Albion gets the ball back with a chance to go ahead here as we approach the final 1 minute of this first quarter. Here's a ball loose. Nearly turned over, and it does go out of bounds. Patience, patience, patience. The coach has talked about that. When you look at this young club, you'd expect those type of moments. Here comes a ball drive. Head fake, shot up off the glass. No good. Ball is loose, tipped, and last touched by Dyson. Big Red will retain possession. 1 minute. 1 minute in this first quarter, and we're tied at seven. Here comes the inbounds. Cross court it goes. A three ball on the way. Up, and I don't know if she called it, but she got the bank. The bank was open tonight, and she'll ring in the three, and Centerville has a 10-7 lead here. Griffin ahead. Crawl. Baseline. Looks inside. Goes down low. Dyson up. Left-hander no good. Rebound by Bettis. She'll follow the shot. She can't get the fall. And Centerville comes up with it, and we're going to have a travel. I thought they were going to get Albie on the reach. Albie took a swat at the ball as McKenzie Richmond got the rebound. And that swat alone caused her to think. Here's a three on the answer. McKenzie Griffin ties it up at 10. 29 seconds to go. Albie's tied it up at 10 here. Well, I'll tell you what. When she gains her confidence, this is a sophomore. She's got confidence. It's not a demeaning statement. Once she really starts to recognize her talent and the pace of the game, keeps on building those experiences and that confidence, she is going to be an outstanding basketball player. She already is very, very good. Griffin, left side goes to Garver. Back out front, Griffin. Final 3 seconds. Griffin with it. Cross court. Garver. Garver goes down low. Bettis. Bettis got to get rid of it. Puts the shot up. It won't fall. All right. At the end of one quarter, the score is Albia 10, Centerville 10. We'll be right back. That first quarter in the book. We'll be right back with second quarter action. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to this KIC Sports exclusive Blue Demon Lady Basketball. Don't go anywhere.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Panic is not a successful investment strategy, but unfortunately, it's often the response of investors when the markets catch them off guard. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Brian Crosser. Let's work together to help you prepare for the market's unpredictable ups and downs. We'll focus on a long-term, disciplined approach of investing instead of overreacting to daily headlines. Stop by our office at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Teamwork makes a winning team, like the one you get with Walmart Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, and the Iowa Farm Bureau. We work together to make it easy for Farm Bureau members in Iowa to choose a health insurance plan from the Blues through local Farm Bureau agents. Work with a winning team. Call Farm Bureau agent Brad Witt in Albia at 641-932-7873. Products available through Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Now, back to the voice of the Lady D's, Jason Summers.
Albie gets the turnover on the opening possession of the second quarter for the Big Red. 10-10 ball game here. Scores coming in from around South Central Conference action. And Lady are in the girls basketball. Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont. They've got a 13-point lead over Davis County, 33-20 that score. We'll just keep you updated all night long on the scores as we get them. Another turnover for Albia. And the ball goes back to Centerville. Here's a pass inside, tipped away. Good anticipation there by Kristen Garver. Kristen's one of those basketball players. You're not going to find her work and stats on a piece of paper. You find it in her hustle and her leadership on the basketball court. A senior, she's having a great senior year. Shot no good by the Big Red. Albia controls the board. Griffin brings it up. Left side it goes. Garver takes her time, looks. She'll go back up top to Griffin. Centerville falls back in a 2-1-2 zone defense. Albie recognizing that. Good job by a sophomore point guard. Recognize that. Here's a three ball on the way. Crawl. Nearly got the go. No good. Rebound. And last touch by Brooke Bettis trying to chase it down just as it goes out of bounds. Still tied at 10. 6:49 to go here first half. Boys game on deck next. Dan Stocker will join me up here. And this standing room only crowd here. Here's a three ball on the way by Centerville. Off the glass and good. The bank is open tonight. That's the second three-point basket they've banked in. 13-10 Centerville. Here comes Kristen Garver. right down the middle lane, hands it off to Bettis. Bettis puts it up off the glass. Good. Good job of going right down the heart of the lane, make them cut you off, and then you're going to get the trailer, and that's what Dalby did. Great job there in transition. Here's a three-point basket, no good by the Big Red. Cleared out by Demery. She'll put the shot up, and this time she's fouled. Demery might be the shortest player on the court, but she's a go-getter. Good hustle. Put the shot up. Force the action. She gets the foul. Albia trails by. Let's make it two. Demery gets the ball to the drop on the first free throw. That's her second point. She's had, this will be her fourth free throw attempt. She's 2 for 3 on the night. Second one's good as well. So Centerville back to a three-point lead. 15-12. Here comes the pressure by the Big Red. Here's a pass up court. Griffin comes up with it. Finds Bettis. Bettis trails down the lane. Up off the glass. No good. Rebound loose. Last touchdown. Out of bounds. As Bosser came through to try to get the rebound. It went off of her. And Albia will give the ball back to the Big Red. Here's a blocking foul going the other direction. That's Albia's 15th foul. And that foul was on, Tegan Bosser. Cassie Cron will get a breather. Sarah Clark will join the Lady D lineup. So Clark, Bettis, Bosser, Griffin, and Peterson on the court for the Lady D's. Demery dribbles in, picks up a dribble in the lane. She'll cook it back out right side to Barger at the top of the circle. A little weaving action going right here, taken away by Griffin. She knew what was coming. She stepped in front of it. Takes it away. Here comes Albia with the basketball. Three on the way, up off the glass, no good. Rebound controlled by Barger for the Big Red. One and done for the Lady D's, and back we go. Centerville, they'll push it ahead. Barger open for three, hanging around the three-point line, puts it up, no good. Bosser clears it out. Barger, big, strong player, and she'll float around the three-point line. Taking Bosser with it, looks inside. Nothing there, finds Bettis. Bettis puts it up, can't get it to fall. Nice look, good entry pass by Bosser. Albia just couldn't get the basket to fall. Here's a near steal by Sarah Clark. Tipped out of bounds. 4:51 to go here, first half. Albia trails by 3, 15-12. Barger will inbound. Katie Dyson will check in. She'll give Brooke Bettis a rest. Here comes Lang with it to the right side. She'll pick up a dribble. The Demery. Demery goes down low. Double team, nothing there. Back to Demery. She'll kick it out to Barger. Go on the right side. Centerville will work their weave around the top of the circle into the lane and kick it to the side. Barger, head fake down the middle lane, puts a shot up, has it partially blocked, recovered and controlled on the backside. And talk about being in the right place at the right time, and that doesn't happen by accident normally, as Pershing followed the miss and the block, got the shot up, got it to fall, and she's at the stripe to earn an extra one. 17-12. A free throw to come. Look at her stats on the year. My stats sheet out. Pershing averaging 9.82 points a game. She gets the free throw to fall. Biggest lead of the night for Centerville at 6. See if Albie can answer on this possession. 4.5 to go here, first half. It's been a very equal basketball game. Cross-court pass, Bosser to the top of the circle. Albie really making that zone move. Clark, head fake, goes baseline. Picks up her floater on the baseline. No good, rebound by Dyson. Up and good! KD cleaning up the miss by Clark, but Clark had a nice baseline move. I like that out of a sophomore, seeing that was open. Dyson helps her out, finishes it up, and Albia has trimmed the lead down to just 4 for Centerville. Here's a shot up, blocked by Peterson. Griffin down the lane, shot, floater on the way, no good, follows her own shot, recovers, puts it up, has it blocked by Barger. Good action there, good hustle. Barger is about a half a foot on it. Griffin able to block that shot. 18-14 Centerville. 3.5 to go. Shot in the lane, and it's blocked by Dyson. But this one strikes a little arm, and that'll earn some free throw once again for Centerville. 7th team foul on Albion. So we're in the bonus now for the rest of the first half for Centerville. Misetich puts her first one up. It's good. Kylie Misetich, junior, 10.3 points a game. Second one up, and it's good. Solid free throw shooting here by Centerville. That's her fifth point. And once again, Centerville equals this largest lead of this first half at 6, 14-20, Albion trails. Here comes the Lady Ds. Centerville falls back into its zone defense. Dribble drive, right side it goes Bossert. Out front, cross court, left wing. Three ball on the way, partially blocked. As Griffin had a look from three. Centerville closed quickly on the defense. They partially blocked the shot, enough to leave it short, and they'll move it ahead. Demery with it. Out front. Albion going into a man defense here. Three on the way by Demery. No good. Rebound to Lewis. And Bosser will clear it out for the Lady Ds. Handle out to Clark. Cool find Griffin. Left side it goes. Nearly taken away, but Clark recovers. To Bettis. There's opportunities in this zone defense. Albion just stays patient. Have some opportunities down low. Clark with it. Long three on the way. Count it good. Sarah Clark drains the three, and Albion has cut the lead in half. It's 20-17, 2:24 to go. Here comes the dribble drive. Oh, what a beautiful pass on the opposite block. That is as good of a dribble drive as you're going to see. Royer went down the right side, and on the backside was Richmond waiting for the bounce pass, and it was as open as you're going to get. 22-17 Centerville. Here's a jump shot up. No good. Bettis leaves it short. Centerville will rebound and push it ahead. Left side it goes. Moore to the right side to Demery. Demery looking in. Nothing there. Albion's in his man defense. Here's a travel. Both teams have fallen victim to the enforced turnover. That was a... John Flattery has it right. Albion has 10 turnovers. Centerville 9 in this first half. That will keep a statistician busy. John, if I'm not right, or if I am right, you're getting close to running out of fingers and toes on that, buddy. You're up to 18 now. 19, check that. Albion trailing by 5 with the basketball. Griffin, head fake on the baseline, gets off top to Crawl, to Garver. Right side, Bettis picks up the ball, looking inside. Had McLean for a moment, couldn't get the ball to her. Jenna McLean checking in for the first time tonight. Garver goes baseline, puts the shot up, no good. Here comes the big red. 1:13 to go. Albion trails by 5 here in this first half. The kick to the right side. It looked like a double dribble to me, but nothing called. A long three on the way. Oh, my goodness. That is the third bank three-point basket of the night for Centerville. They're living right down south. 8-point lead. That's the largest of this first half. Garver dribbles in, kicks it to the right side. Three ball on the way. Up and good. That one goes off the glass. It looks a whole lot prettier when it's coming from someone wearing blue, though.
When you lose a loved one, the flood of emotions you feel can be overwhelming. So many things to reflect on, so many things to deal with, and plan both short-term and long-term. You, more than ever, need someone to help you. Someone with sensitivity, caring, and understanding, and someone with the expertise to truly honor your wishes and your loved ones. That's when it's a good idea to contact Richard Tharp or Cody Crawl at Tharp Funeral Home in Albion at 932-3129. They're there to help you in your time of need.
Went out. No reason? Okay. Well, unfortunately, electricity has funny ways of going on and off. And the tie line went down, and we lost the final 20 seconds of this first half. But it is the halftime break that we find ourselves at, 25-20. Albion trails by five. Both these basketball teams giving a great effort out there. It's been a highly contested first half, evenly matched. You know, it's what, you know, you look at the stat sheet, you talk to the coaches around the league, that's what you kind of expected out of this contest night, and not to be disappointed. Large crowd here celebrating a night of high school basketball. The boys are on deck for our next contest, and Dan Stocker will join me here shortly to set things up for that second game as well. But here at the halftime break, it's 25-20. Albion trailing by five. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll come back here. Jack and Johnny Flattery sitting to my left. He's got the stats. He's John, did you take your socks off? Make sure you're getting all his toes. Getting the toe jam out, and he'll start counting up these first half stats, and we'll bring them to you after this timeout. First, let's hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back. You're listening to this sports exclusive. Lady D and Blue Demon Basketball, don't go anywhere.
When Katherine Berkman needed knee replacement surgery, she was pleased to learn she could have surgery and physical therapy locally at Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia. Katherine, why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
I had excellent care from start to finish. It was so wonderful to be just a mile from home for me and my family. I didn't have to travel for surgery or therapy, which would have been very painful and uncomfortable. Dr. Homaden comes from Des Moines to the medical clinic, and everything is done at Monroe.
Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia.
When you do your shopping locally, you get to know the merchant, and the merchant knows you. It's a relationship based on trust and friendship. When you shop locally, you're not only getting the best in personal service, you're also helping our local economy. When it comes to personal service, the choice is easy. Shop locally. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC. Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Built tough with more power and torque, Case skid steer loaders from Titan Machinery in Oskaloosa boost productivity and increase operator comfort. The cabs feature increased headroom and lap bar width, along with improved visibility, ergonomically positioned controls, industry-first side lighting, and improved reliability and serviceability help you get more work done every day. Case and Titan Machinery have flexible finance plans and the parts and service support to back up that equipment. See them on the web at TitanMachinery.com. Then find the skid steer model that is right for you. From Titan Machinery in Oskaloosa.
Whether you're looking for a smart investment or have a CD maturing, come to Community First Credit Union today and earn more. With a minimum of $500, we're offering CD specials from a 36-month term with a rate of 1.6% APY to a 60-month term with a rate of 2% APY. Hurry in! Our special ends January 31st. Don't miss out on your chance to earn more with a CD from CFirst. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APY is annual percentage yield, rate subject to change at any time, federally insured by the NCUA.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the cat and Bowser your bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
Fill up your cupboards with great eats from Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia. This week, Jif Peanut Butter 18-ounce jars are $2.99. Kellogg's Pop-Tarts 13 and 15-ounce packages are two for $4.50. Green Giant canned vegetables are 99 cents. And there's a super buy on Sure Fresh American Deluxe Cheese Slices. 16 ounces, $2.99. Save with Jim and Charlie's.
He may be short, but his voice is big. Back to Jason Summers.
Sounded mighty big on the radio tonight, though. I got the face and the height for radio. Good first half here in the books. The Lady D's trail, though, at halftime, 25-20. But back and forth the first half, and we take a look at the stats from this first half. Mackenzie Richmond, who come off the bench, she's got 6 points. Alyssa Barger, a three-point basket. Caitlin Moore, a three-point basket. And Jessica Demry, a three as well. all of those coming along with Richmond's on banked in three-point shots. Now, Albia wasn't going to let them outdo themselves because Albia was able to get three individuals with three-point baskets, and they've got a couple of bank-ins themselves. So the bank has been open tonight from three-point land. But Brooke Bettis, she's been a force on the inside. She's got 6 points to lead the Lady D's, and Katie Dyson has got a basket. It'll be, in my opinion, it'll be Dyson and Bettis. That interior game has really been open for the Lady D's. Then get that going here in the second half. We're going to see, I believe, Albie will be able to get back, get this lead back. We're tied at 10 at the end of the first quarter, and that's when Centerville went on a 6-0 run, which got them their biggest lead until 3 minutes left in the first half when Centerville was able to answer a run by the Lady D's and hit a three-point basket off the backboard, and they took their largest lead of the first half up by 7. A basket to end the first half by the Lady D's has the lead where it's at here, 25-20. Rebound-wise, a little bit surprising here in my book that Albia was as close rebounding-wise as they find themselves on the sheet. 13 rebounds for Centerville, 11 for Albia. Most of those Centerville rebounds coming on the offensive side, and that second and third opportunity for Centerville has a lot to do with this five-point spread. Steal-wise, both teams equal on steals and turnovers, and the turnovers apiece, 10 for each club, really have limited the opportunities, and that's why you've seen such a low-scoring first half. Matter of fact, that first quarter, rather, 10 points was all the Albia and Centerville were able to put up. Seven of those Albia 10 points came in the final 2 minutes of that first quarter. But Albia finally got things rolling offensively and started turning the ball over a fewer times, and that gave them a nice little run there, gave Albia the lead, but Centerville answered, as I had mentioned before, and they had as much as a 7-point lead in the first half. But here at halftime, Albia finds itself trailing just by 5, 25-20. We're going to take another timeout as both ball clubs come back on the court, and we'll get the second half started here in just a moment. You're listening to Lady D and Blue Demon Basketball. Don't go anywhere.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Hi, it's Amanda from Garver Animal Health Center in Albia. Our team consists of 7 veterinarians and a large, experienced, caring support staff who are eager to serve you. Our large animal veterinarians work Southern Iowa and Northern Missouri. We provide complete care to companion animals at 3 locations. Give us a call at Animal Health Center of Oskaloosa, 673-5525, Animal Health Center of Knoxville at 828-2101, and Garver's Animal Health Center in Albia at 932-3455.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at deweymotor.com.
The service team at Barker Implement wants to work on any piece of equipment you need tuned up or fixed up.
While green is the color of choice around here for John Deere tractors, lawn and gardening equipment, and Gator XUVs, we realize that other sizes, shapes, and colors need some loving too.
Or maybe they need some John Deere green added for overall appeal. Either way, you can learn more about our service team at ebarkers.com or stop in and ask about our bulk oil promotion too.
Barker Implement, powered by green, driven by values.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Halftime coming to a conclusion, and we're going to find ourselves open up this second half with Albia trailing by 5. Crowd continues to roll in here. And, this will be a standing room only. Few seats remain across the way as I look across the gymnasium. And there is good news for all of you out there who know how I have a habit of missing numbers, not getting the right names. Good news, I went and seen Dr. Adler this afternoon, and my bifocals are on the way. So for some of you who have wondered at times whether or not I could see, the indication is your indication is correct, and Dr. Adler is fixing me back up. So good news that we're going to get those glasses in time for the trip to Wells Fargo Arena. That's coming up just a month away, folks, and we'll be bringing you that exclusive high school state wrestling. Let's get back to Lady D basketball. Here's a pass as Albia gets the first possession of the second half, and Mackenzie Griffin had the ball momentarily taken away, recovered, and then took it right up off the glass and good. 25-22, just underway here, second half. Demery, left side, nothing there. Good job of covering up defensively by the Lady D's. Garver gets the rebound after a miss by Barger, and she'll hand it off to Griffin. Griffin across the half-court line. The left side to Crawl. Baseline, it goes to Bettis. Bettis head fake, dribbles in, gets on the block, puts the shot up. No good. She's going to go to the line. She's got shots to come. Familiar Albia face and name. Bill Owens blowing the whistle on that one. Bill doing a good job. He's become a fixture on the old basketball court here in southern Iowa. Official. He's in great shape. You know, he's running some 5Ks, 10Ks, some marathons. Taking good care of himself. Here's a second shot. No good. Is Albia not able to take advantage of the free throws. Here comes Centerville. Left side, it goes Barger. Down the middle of the lane. Dribbles, drives, and travels. Went to come to a jump stop, and I think she landed on Bettis' foot. When she did that, she picked up the other foot and took an extra step. So Albia will get the ball back on the turnover by Centerville. Trailing by three. Griffin with it. She'll break down the pressure by Centerville. Goes to right side. Crawl. Goes baseline. Picks it up. Tries to go inside. Has the ball taken away momentarily. Recover, then stripped away from behind. Dyson went up with the shot and literally had it just stripped from behind. Lang, she'll go the distance. And another travel. Well, this is charitable basketball. Both teams giving each other opportunities. Turnover is a bug is bitten. Here comes Griffin breaking down the defensive pressure. Left side it goes Crawl. She'll square it up, shoot it up off the iron. No good, rebound. 5-4. Dyson comes up with it, follows up with a shot. It won't fall as her arm was grabbed, and she'll go to the free throw line. But a good job of anticipating the bounce of the ball by Dyson. She went right to the rock, right to the rack, come up with the rebound, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. Dyson, left-handed shot. Floats it in over the front of the rim, and it's good. Katie will have her second opportunity here. Albia now trailing by two. Dyson takes her time. Shoots it up. This one no good off the back of the iron. Katie on the year, averaging 6.5 points a ball game. That number will rise next year, I can promise you. Here's a shot up, and Bank is, oh my. Wowzer. That is a 6 3-point basket tonight we've seen banked in. 28-23. Here comes Garver. Right side it goes Crawl. Just inside the 3-point line. Shoots it up. Good. Cassie, no hesitation. I like that in her game. When she can get to that confidence level, and she's already positioned herself to shoot the ball as soon as the pass comes. She shot it up and did not hesitate. Another three up and good. That coming from Richmond. She's got a couple three-point baskets, and she's playing their center or their forward position. Left side it goes. Mackenzie Griffin scores up the three. Good! Hey! The baskets become a giant hole in the ocean for both ball clubs. Offense is on, and here's a shot. Demery went in. Garver reached in. Looked like she might have tied up the basketball, caused a jump ball. But she got some of Demery on the way to the basket. It'll be shots to come for Demery. Scrappy basketball player. Like the way she plays. 3 points separate these two clubs. Demery's first free throw, no good. 31-28 your score. Centerville out in front here. 5:28 to go, third period. First game of our doubleheader tonight. The boys are on deck. They're probably getting ready to get suited up right now. 4 point Centerville lead after the basket by free throw by Demery. She splits her opportunities. Abby will bring the ball up court. Left corner goes to Bettis. Centerville falls back into its zone defense. Cassie Crawl with it. To the free throw line goes Bettis. Bettis puts a shot up good. Again, no hesitation in the shot. Did not think about it. She was anticipating the pass, got the pass, and immediately went up with the jump shot. Did not allow the defense to collapse. Here comes a dribble drive. Lang puts it up and good. Both ball clubs have found their offense here in the second half. 34-30. Centerville with the 4-point lead. Right side it goes. Bettis head fake. Gets by the defender. Got Barger to move, and she'll get the blocking foul on Barger. That, I believe, will be her third foul. She's an important part of the Centerville offense and defense. Real good athlete. Long player. Lots of athleticism. Wouldn't hurt to get number four right here. Crawl with it. Three-point shot on the way. No good. Rebound loose. And we're going to have a foul on Bettis. Brooke had went in to chase down the rebound. The ball come off awkwardly. And when it does, sometimes players end up going in directions that lead them into somebody else, and that's the case there. Cassie Crawl picked up that foul. John Flattery corrects me, and John, as you're giving me the update on the other side of the court, Barger puts it up off the glass. She gets it to fall, and she's fouled, so she'll have free throws to come, and that'll be the first foul on Brooke Bettis. Barger will have a chance here to equal now Centerville's largest lead of this ball game. 36-30. Barger's free throw shot on the way. This one up, no good. Bettis will clear it out. Centerville opened up this second half with a 5-point lead. Albion trimmed it down to just two. Centerville's hit some really big 3-point baskets. Clark with it. Nothing doing. Goes down low. And Kylie Peterson puts a shot up and can't get the fall, and then tried to get her own rebound, but the defender fell down, and when she did, she got into the legs of Peterson and couldn't recover. So Kylie went to chase the rebound, tipped it off her hands. It went out of bounds because she couldn't grab it. Her defender had fallen into her. Here comes a dribble drive. Ball's loose. Centerville comes up with it. 4:03 to go. Centerville with the basketball. Three-pointer on the way. Up and good. Gee, Manise Christmas. Three-point basket. Good for Centerville. Now they have their largest lead of the ball game at nine. Here's a jump shot up and good. Tegan Bosser will answer. Just inside the three-point line. So Centerville, 39-32. Albia trails by seven here. Albia in this man defense this time. Dribble drive into the lane. Ball loose. Centerville comes up with it. Another three on the way. No good. Rebound loose. Taken away by Peterson. She tries to clear it out. Gets some separation. Gets it off to Griffin. Griffin will bring it up. Albion trailing by seven. Inside it goes Peterson. On the block. Kicks it out. Jump shot on the way. Bosser up. No good. Rebound loose. Taken away. Tipped away. Albion tries to come up with it. And I think Brooke Bennett's going to pick up the foul here. Once again, that's a foul of dumb luck, really. She was hustling for the basketball, but it just took an awkward bounce. And when it did, she was a taller player. Was able to reach over Centerville's player, but because she leaned over, she picked up the foul. And that will be the 14th foul on Albies. Here comes Centerville. 7-point lead. 3 minutes to go here in the third period. Here's a shot put up and good. Moore with the basket. Once again, a 9-point lead for Centerville. It's a pass to Bossard. Top of the circle, Clark. Clark squares up the 3-point shot on the way. Good! Count it. Sarah Clark, her second 3-point basket. And Albia's trimmed it back to six here. 41-35. 2:30 to go here, third period. Another long three on the way for Centerville. No good. Bossard clears it out for Albia. She'll go backside to Griffin. Ahead, Clark. Clark goes down low to Peterson. Grabs onto it, and she's fouled. Kylie Peterson did a good job hustling down court, getting herself on the block, established position. It's a strong pass inside to her. She couldn't handle it on the initial throw in low. But recovered herself, and when she was picking up the basketball, would have had an easy look at the basket. She was fouled. Clark goes to the corner. Griffin open on the three. Three shot up. No good. Rebound loose and cleared out, taken away by Dyson. And we have a foul. Oh! I thought it was going to be a foul, but nope, they're going to call a travel. And I don't have those glasses yet, so I'm not going to dare comment. But sure looked like a foul. Here's a ball taken away. Peterson, breakaway, going to the rack. Picks it up, puts it up, scoops it up. Good. Kylie Peterson has gotten the lead, which was once 9, down to 4, 41-37, under 2 to go here, third period. And a travel on Centerville. So the Lady D's with a chance here, trim this lead down. 1:48 to go. Kylie Peterson been missing out of that lineup after being sick for almost a month, maybe a little longer. Really glad to have her back in that lineup. Here's a cross-court pass. Clark goes baseline, and she'll travel with the basketball. Was wise. She gave a head fake. As soon as she got the basketball, she gave a head fake. And when she did, she shuffled her feet. That head fake alone would have got the defender to come to her. And she would have had an open look on the baseline to attack the basket. Nonetheless, Centerville's going back the other way. The big red, four-point lead. Here's a pass down low. Shot up and is blocked. But Dyson with a little hip push. And that will be her, I believe, second, maybe third foul. We've got to wait for the board to clear up. And it is her third foul, fifth team foul. Shots to come here for Centerville. First one on the way. It's up, no good. Dyson will check out. And back into the lineup is Kylie Peterson. Pershey at the line. Pershey shot up. This one is good. 42-37. We're back to the Centerville lead that we opened the second half with at 5. Here's a pass to Bossard. Right side. Clark open for 3. Long one on the way. Off the iron. No good. Rebound. 5-4. It's loose on the ground. And we have a jump ball. And I believe this is going to go back to Centerville. Brooke had done a good job, Bettis, of finding her position inside, but the ball came off a little hard, so she couldn't control on the initial rebound. So the tie-up, and there's a look like a blocking foul, but nothing called. Shot on the way, up off the iron, no good. Rebound cleared out by Peterson. Griffin will get it. She'll push it ahead. McKenzie right down to stop the lane, puts it up off the glass, no good, and rebound loose. It's on the floor. Peterson fighting for it. On the backside, Bettis. Bettis clears it out, puts it up. She can't get a fault. And this time, Centerville will take the rebound. Bodies going everywhere. Here comes Centerville with a five-point lead here. 33 seconds to go. Shot up, no good. Rebound long, taken away by Pershing. Pershing will put it up off the glass. She won't get the fall, but the foul will come, and there will be more shots for Pershing. Boy, both these clubs given everything they got in this third period. Free throw up and good. Pershing with her, I believe, eighth foul or eighth point. Check that. How many fouls? You'd be gone. Wouldn't hurting the Albion fans' feelings. Nothing personal, but she's a heck of a ball player. Second one's no good. 43-37, 22 seconds to go. Third period, Clark with it. Dribbles in, finds Bettis. To the top it goes. Griffin, open for 3. On the way, long rebound, no good. Peterson will clear it out. She'll kick it out. Peterson gets it out to Griffin. Halfway down, no good. Couldn't get the go. And Centerville will push it ahead under 5 seconds to go here.
Hi. Hi, I'm Catherine Berkman, and when I knew that I needed a knee replacement surgery, I was so happy to learn that I could go to Monroe County Hospital and Clinics to have the surgery and physical therapy. I had excellent care from start to finish. It was wonderful to be just a mile from home for me and my family. I didn't have to travel for surgery or therapy, which would have been very painful and uncomfortable. Dr. Homadon comes from Des Moines to the medical clinic, and everything is done at Monroe.
Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Alvia.
Our friendly service and convenient locations are just another reason to bank with People's State Bank. Hi, I'm Vicki with People's State Bank, and we are here to help you with all your banking needs. Stop in and see Jenny, Nikki, or myself at People's State Bank. People you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
People's State Bank's drive-up location is open until 6 p.m. It's convenient, and we're there to help you when you get off work and need to do your banking business. Hi, I'm Julie. Stop by the Motor Bank and talk to Jeannie, Carolyn, or myself. People's State Bank, people you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
Now, back to the voice of the Lady D's, Jason Summers.
This has been a game of streaks. Both clubs back and forth. Centerville got the lead out as much as 9 in that third period, and now you fought back and cut it down to 4. And now the lead back to 6 as we open this fourth and final quarter. Here's a pass. Dyson puts the shot up off the glass. No good. Rebound taken away by Centerville. And they'll clear it out, push it ahead. Albie hustles back to the man defense. Here's a three-point basket. Shot up. No good. Lang with a three-point shot. Garver stepping in, facing up the shot. Put that hand out. Lang shot into it. Shot up, no good, the first free throw. 43-37, 20 seconds into this fourth period. First game of our doubleheader tonight. Big D, Dan Stacker will join me here in just a moment, bring you the second contest. Right now, the Lady D's are trying to fight back here at home. Pull out the win. Second one is good. Three shots here for Lang. Lang's third attempt is up, and it's good. 45-37, 8-point Centerville lead. Griffin brings it up. Centerville falls back into a zone defense. Cassie Crawl with it to the right side. Garver looking, nothing there. Dribbles in, goes down low. Dyson on the block, puts the shot up. Good! Katie Dyson found herself at home right on that block on the right side. Took a nice entry pass, did not hesitate, kept the ball high, put it up, and good. Final coming in South Central Conference action. Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. Ladies, Rockets get the win over Davis County tonight. 57-36 the final. Again, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, 57-36 over Davis County. Both free throws good there. Or the free throw good by Dyson. Of course, you can catch Davis County on 106.9. Our partner, here's a shot in lane by Centerville, uncontested, and that'll be an easy basket. 47-40. Centerville out in front by 7. Garver with it, goes to the top of the circle to Crawl. Left side, and up and good. Brooke Bettis, no hesitation once again. I really like the fact we're setting ourselves up to receive the pass in a shooting position. They call it triple threat. Receive a pass, triple threat position to shoot it, pass it, dribble it. And here's a missed shot. Albie will bring it back. Trailing by 5 here, 42-47. Bettis with it. Head fake, gets by the defender, goes baseline, wrap off the glass, and good! Brooks showing off her athleticism there. Here's a pass up court, nearly taken away. Albie falls back into man defense. Demery dribbles in. Ooh, pass nearly tipped away. Here's a long by a three by Lang. Good. Gee, Manise. She's a shooter. 6-point Centerville lead. 50-44. Your score here. 6 minutes to go in the contest. Up top, Crawl. Goes down low. Finds Dyson in the lane. Can't get the fall loose. And this one's tipped. Last touched by Centerville. Katie got the entry pass. It was open in the lane. That time she rushed her shot just a little bit. Crawl inbounds to Dyson at the free throw line. Dribbles in, kicks it out to Garver. Kristen picks up her dribble, goes up to the top of the circle, and Albie moves it to the right side. Zone defense applied by Centerville. Crawl to Garver in the lane. Tries to go down low to Dyson. Up and no good. Follow up by Bettis. She'll put up off the glass. She'll get the fall. And that's six straight points for Brooke Bettis. And Brooke Bettis has driven the lead down to four. As Coach Achenbach calls timeout, we'll do the same. 50-46. Albie trails by four. 5:31 to go in the contest. We'll be right back. You're listening to Lady D Basketball.
Do you or your loved ones suffer from sleep apnea? If so, you can sleep well tonight with CPAP equipment and sleep apnea supplies from Hammer Medical Supply. Our experienced staff understands just how important a good night's sleep is to your health and well-being. Hammer stocks the latest in CPAP, auto-PAP, and bi-PAP technologies, and we offer a full line of sleep apnea masks from the top manufacturers. Stop in today to our Sheraton store at 914 Court Avenue or give us a call at 641-774-4600.
Returning you back to the ball game with the one and only Jason Summers.
Albie trailing by four after the timeout. 5:22 to go here. Centerville with the basketball. Barger with the three. Off the iron, no good. Rebound loose and cleared out by Cassie Crawl. She'll hand it off to Griffin. Griffin will push it ahead. Across the half-court line. Left side it goes Crawl. Crawl up off the glass, no good. Long three, no good. Rebound by Dyson. She can't get the fall. Cleared out by Centerville. Katie had some nice looks there. Couldn't get the fall. Barger with it. Down the lane. Kicks it outside. Demery. Demery trying to go inside. Nothing there. Abby doing a good job of moving their fence. Man defense supplied by the Lady D's. Centerville doing a good job of moving the ball too. Demery dribbles in. Nothing there. Three shot on the way. Halfway down. No good. Cleared out by Griffin. Abby with a four-point deficit here. Trying to get this into a one-basket game. Here's a pass. Dyson up on the glass. Good. Kristen Garver with the assist to Dyson. And Albia has this to a two-point ball game. 4:24 to go. 50-48. Here's a blocking foul. A moving screen. Albia's going to get the ball back. A chance to tie or go ahead. Nick Beloma, coach for Centerville across the way. Good guy, an outstanding coach. Calls a timeout. We're going to do the same. It's a two-point lead for Centerville. Albie has worked his way back and trailed by as many as nine. And with 4:20 to go in the ball game, we're going to come back with more exciting Lady D basketball after this timeout.
Are you still searching for the hometown store with hometown values that will still be around next year? Mick Furniture in Albia has been in business for over 50 years and is a family-owned and operated hometown store. Mick Furniture is your local Whirlpool dealer. Mick Furniture has the new Whirlpool French door refrigerator, Gabriel top-load washers and dryers, dishwashers and microwaves with many options to choose from. So when you need to replace any of your appliances, check out the selection of Whirlpool appliances at Mick Furniture on the west side of the Albia Square.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
The Lady D's have fought back here, trailed by as much as nine, but the no-quit attitude. Some outstanding hustle and shooting by the Lady D's trying to overcome the outstanding shooting by Centerville. 9-point lead trimmed down to just two, and Albie with the basketball, a chance to tie or go ahead. Comes a little pressure applied by Centerville. They're going to get the turnover, pushing it ahead. Down low, shot up and good. A good change there defensively by Coach Beloma for Centerville. They brought out that 1-2-2 pressure defense, extended that press. Now Griffin breaks down the defense, goes down low. Bettis on the block, can't get it to fall. Recovers her own shot, no good. Rebound backside, Dyson, good! That's Peterson. Good hustle there by the Lady D's inside. Shot blocked. Demery took it right inside amongst the trees. Able to draw the contact. by Peterson. They're back to a two-point ball game. Kylie Peterson, the basket on the other end of the court for the Lady D's. Got this lead back to two. 3:41 to go, but Demery at the line. Two shots to come. First one up and good. A good call out of the timeout by Centerville to change up their defense. They went to that 1-2-2 defense, extended the zone all the way out to the half-court line when Albia took the inbounds. They weren't expecting it. Second one's no good. So a three-point contest here. 3:36 to go. Albia with the basketball. Crawl goes to the corner to Peterson. Up top, Griffin. Zone defense applied by Centerville. Three ball in the way. No good. Rebound cleared out by Centerville. Near travel, but no call. Here comes the big red. Centerville's going to look to probably slow things down a little bit. No. Right side, Lang. Lang picked up by Tegan Bosser. She'll pick up a dribble, finds Demery at the top of the arch. Nothing there. Here comes Barger. Goes down low on the block. Shot up, no good. Rebound controlled by Centerville. Another shot up and good. 55-50, a five-point lead for Centerville. Albia had it as close as two after trailing by as many as nine. Centerville doing a good job of expanding their zone. It can Albia find the passing lanes. Here's a long three by Crawl. Up, halfway down, no good. Rebound controlled by Barger. Away goes Centerville. 2.5 to go. Demery pushes it up. Puts the shot up, no good. Rebound tipped. And fortunately, right there to come up with it is McKenzie Griffin. The ball was tipped by two Albia players on the backside on the missed rebound. No one around but Albia Lady D's. McKenzie Griffin had fallen to the floor. The ball was tipped. It was going to look like it's going to go out of bounds, but Griffin was on the floor and went right to her. Coach Achenbach saw that McKenzie was going to be in a little bit of trouble. He calls timeout immediately. So ladies are talking over the 22nd timeout. 55-50. 2:25 to go here. Albia has fought back. These ladies have fought back after a 9-point deficit. Centerville, every time Albia's gotten within two, has made the big basket. Griffin will walk it up after the timeout. Centerville falls back in that zone defense. They expand the wings out. Here's a dribble in the middle of the lane, taken away by Centerville. They'll push it ahead. Lang with it. Going to the basket, puts it up off the glass, and good. A tremendous timeout call a few moments ago by Nick Beloma, the coach for Centerville. When he decided to bring out that zone and extend it further out, that has confused Albia. Here's a shot in there, no good. Rebound backside, and a shot up is blocked. But Griffin will go to the line. She'll have two shots to come. These are important free throws right here. Griffin with 5 points. The sophomore will head to the line. Check that. It's 8 points for McKenzie. Takes her time. Squares it up. Looks up. Nice arching shot. Good. She'll get her another opportunity right here. Clark checks in for Albia. Sarah Clark on the court. Crawl. Bettis and Dyson. Second one no good. Rebound goes to Centerville. Albia's got to get a turnover here. Clark trying to defend Lang. Off the Barger. Dribbles in. Pass is taken away by Dyson. Gets it off to Griffin. Need a basket on this possession as we are down to a minute and a half. Here's a shot up, but no good. Rebound by Dyson. Can't get the fall. Falls her own shot. No good. Backside rebound. Bettis. Bettis straight up with it. And no good, but the foul to come. Three point-blank shots by the Lady D's. Defended by Centerville. Not able to fall, but Bettis will have a chance here to cut into this lead. 57-51. Oh, I like our inside presence. Bettis, no good. The Dyson and Brooke Bettis. Kylie Peterson getting back to action. And McLean doing a good job as well. Here's the second one. It's good. 5 points, Centerville lead. Albia going to bring the pressure here. There's a dribble drive. Lang gets it to Demery. Demery dribbles in the lane. Ah, she traveled the basketball. No call. Ah. But she's strong enough to put it off the glass and good. 59-52. Here comes the ball to Clark, left wing. Right side as we approach the minute mark. Here's Dyson with it in the lane. And oh! And they will get the travel here. Well, 1:01 to go. 59-52. Centerville with the lead. Pershing with it. Gets it off to Lang. And Clark will foul Lang. That is Albia's eighth foul. And that'll be 1-1 here. All right, this is going to come down to free throws. If you're a Hawkeye fan, you got to see what free throws can do for you, or the lack of free throw shooting can do for you last night. 59-52, first one on the way up. No good. Rebound by Dyson. Abby's got to move quickly. 7-point lead for Centerville, 50 seconds to go. Griffin dribbles in, goes backside. Bettis, head fake, gets right to the basket, puts a shot up, and then she's fouled. Good recognition. She saw the defender floating towards her. Brooke head fake, took it right to the basket. Got the contact, could not get the shot to fall. This is two shots here. Very, very important, all these shots. And I'm not sure, that may be number five, and it is. Barger will check out tonight, her fifth foul. Outstanding basketball player, Alyssa Barger. Just a freshman, folks. Yeah, this league's full of really good underclassmen. Katie Dyson will check out. She'll get a nice round of applause from the supportive Lady D fans. Bettis, shot up and good. Brooke with 16 points tonight. Next one to come. Take her time, square it up. Shot on the way. It's good as well. Here comes the Lady D pressure. Bettis will guard the inbounds. Inbounds pass. Lang with it. And we're going to have a timeout called by Coach Beloma. 39 seconds left. 5-point Albion deficit here. We're going to keep it right here for you. We'll set things up. We'll look up there in the trying to get the possession arrow. Possession arrow controlled by Centerville. Both teams with 9 fouls. That means the next foul will be the double bonus. So we'll have 2 shots the rest of the way tonight for either club. 5-point Albion deficit. Lady D's with no one on the court right now that's facing any foul trouble. So they can give up the fouls. For Centerville, Pershing has 4 fouls. This was to go an extended time. Barger is on the bench already for Centerville. Here comes the inbounds. They get it in. Lang with it, trying to bring it up the left side. Crawl tries to stop her dribble. Ball's loose, and we have a travel. 33 seconds left, 59-54. You got to attack the basket. You do not have to settle for threes here. Here comes the inbounds. Griffin will bring it up across the half-court line. Trying to set something up. Abby does not have to settle for a three. Here's a floater by Griffin. Up, no good rebound. Backside taken away by Barger. Or check that by Centerville. They'll push it ahead. And there's a reach-in foul. And that will be 2 shots here for Centerville. 18 seconds to go. 59-54 your score. Haley Hudson had checked in for the Lady D's. Shot on the way. It's good. Centerville's done a good job at the free throw line tonight. Coach Beloma, he'll call a timeout. We'll take a quick timeout. Come right back with the final 18 seconds. Albion trails by 2 3-point baskets. 60-54 your score. We'll be right back. You're listening to Lady D Basketball.
This is Mike Gray with Albion Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albion Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albee Motor Company, right here in Albee, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
Royer makes both free throws for Centerville, and they've got a 7-point lead here. 16 seconds to go. Albee will push it ahead. Crawl sets up for a 3-point shot on the way. No, it's good. Sarah Clark with a 3-point basket. I called it a crawl, but Sarah with her second 3-point basket of the night. No give up attitude here by the Lady D's. 10 seconds to go. And Albee is, I believe, called their final timeout. No, they'll have one more timeout. But that's a full timeout, so we'll take a timeout as well. 61-57, 10 seconds to go. Albee trails by four. When we come back, you're listening to Lady D and Blue Demon Basketball right here on your sports leader, KIIC.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
Four-point lead deficit here in the final 10 seconds. 61-57, Centerville out in front here in our first game for our boy-girl doubleheader. Here comes that full court pressure and looking for a foul right away. Albee defending the inbounds. Inbounds comes in, and Demery comes up with it. And she's fouled right away. One tick off the clock, down to 9 seconds. And Demery will go to the free throw line. Demery on the season is the person you want to put on the line. 28% free throw shooter. Although she's been better than that tonight. She's made 5 free throws already. Well, that stat of 28% is going to change, I can tell you that, because when you're 5 for 6 tonight, you're going to move that number up. First shot on the way, and it's no good. Folks, this game is far from over. AD's going to have to move quick, though. 57-61, second one by Demery to come. It's on its way. It's no good. Rebound to Crawl. To Griffin. Albee's going to have to move fast. Griffin. Left side it goes. Crawl. Shoots it up. No good. Rebound by Bettis. She's fouled. With only 1 second left, Bettis will have a chance to trim that 4-point lead. Just don't know if there's enough ticks on that old clock to get this thing done. Katie Dyson is set to check in after the first free throw attempt. Bettis with 17 points tonight. She'll have two shots to come. And that right there is foul number 5 on Pergy. Great game out of her. She ends the night with 10 points. But Pergy and Barger, really important pieces of this Centerville puzzle, are sitting over there on the bench with 5 fouls. If Albee could just find a way to put this into overtime. First shot by Bettis, good. And we have a timeout called by Centerville. Full timeout. Let's take a timeout ourselves here in the final 1 second. Free throws when we come back. Bettis with a chance to trim it down to just 2 points. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Lady D Basketball.
Hi, it's Amanda from Garver Animal Health Center in Albee. Our team consists of 7 veterinarians and a large, experienced, caring support staff who are eager to serve you. Our large animal veterinarians work Southern Iowa and Northern Missouri. We provide complete care to companion animals at 3 locations. Give us a call at Animal Health Center of Oskaloosa, 673-5525, Animal Health Center of Knoxville at 828-2101, and Garver's Animal Health Center in Albee at 932-3455.
After the timeout, final 1 second of this ball game, but Bettis has a free throw to shoot right here. Albee trailing by 3, 61-58. Brooke will take her time. She'll shoot it up. It's good. And Coach Achenbach's going to call a timeout as well. Interesting situation here. Do you want to pick up the foul? And how do you do that without making an intentional foul before the pass is in? A real big issue here is to get the five-second call. I'll tell you what, I would put Brooke Bettis right on top of that ball and force them to try to inbound it. Get that five-second call, then you have a chance to. But once that ball is touched by a player, then clock's going to start. So you really like to get a foul before the ball's inbounded or get the five-second call. Not an easy thing to do in either scenario. Coach Achenbach, grand schemer over there, talking with his Lady Deez. Regardless of the outcome of this ball game, he's going to have to feel pretty darn pleased with the effort here by the Lady Deez to never give up here. Back and forth ball game. And I'm going to say that he's going to be proud of their effort, but he's also going to have plenty of things he can say, hey, look, here's our moments we just missed. All right, Katie Dyson. She has the job of covering the inbound. Try to get a five-second call here. Here comes the inbound. It's short and loose, and that is going to be it. Albia will fall short here. What a great contest between these two schools. The Battle of Highway 5, and the opener goes to Centerville. In a great contest, 61-59, the final score. And the Lady Deez will come up on the short end. But what an effort by Albia and by Centerville. Albia trailed by as many as 9 points with about 3 minutes to go, but found a way to claw back and get it down to just 2 points here. And just ran out of time upon the old scoreboard, but kudos for the effort out of Lady Deez. We'll catch up with Coach Achenbach a little bit later on tonight. You're going to have time between the halftime break of the boys' game to talk with us about this game tonight. But Dan Stocker is going to join me in here just in a moment. We'll take an extended timeout and hear from some of our great sponsors. And then the boys will be in action, and we'll wrap up this girls' ball game when we come back. You're listening to the sports exclusive Lady D and Blue Demon Basketball. Don't go anywhere.